Good morning. We welcome you to Barbie's Grove this morning as we come into the Lord's house to spend a time of worship, pray, seek the Lord, also celebrate communion as we remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. Of course, this being Memorial Day, it's always a special time in the life of the church and in the life of our country. I know one of the, I can't really describe the feeling, but to be in Washington and go by the Vietnam Memorial and see the first cousin of mine that died in Vietnam, and you know that I grew up playing with him in the yard and all of those kind of things. It was a feeling inside like I don't know who I've ever had before or since. And of course, all of those names represent somebody important, and whether it was Vietnam or Korea or World War II or World War I or even back, or Afghanistan, Iraq, it's all of them are important. Let's pray. Father, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you for this day that you've given us, day to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Also a day on our calendar to remember those who gave so much. And Father, I pray, knowing that today the Holy Spirit is here with us, and as we remember what Jesus did in his sacrifice for us, I thank you, Father. I thank you for the marvelous love that you've poured out upon us. May your anointing be upon this service, upon those who are listening on the website, those who are in the sanctuary, those who might be in the parking lot. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This time Robert's going to come and as one of our veterans and lead us in the pledge to the flag.
And, well, if you want to come and hold our flag up, then your dad's going to...
Sure.
That'd be great.
Somebody's going to stand here.
Uh-huh. And right. You could just hold it right out like we do in Bible school. Would be great.
Just like that?
No, turn around. Yeah, turn around and hold it out. Just like we do in Bible school.
Tilt it.
Just like we do in the Bible. I'm sorry.
Attention.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Yes. We can be seated, and then we're going to go over the list of
right.
Persons.
Have a little thing to share. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for those who have died in service to our country, first observed on May 30th, 1868, to commemorate the sacrifices of Civil War soldiers. After World War I, it became an occasion for honoring those who had died in all American wars. 1971, Congress declared Memorial Day a national holiday to be celebrated on the last Monday of May. May this Memorial Day be a day of reflection as we remember our ancestors, our loved ones, our neighbors, and friends who have served our country to preserve the freedom that we all enjoy. The following veterans are some of the many members of our own congregation who have served our country in different branches of the military. Paul Barbie, World War I. Eugene R. Burris, United States Army. Hugh W. Balcom, World War II. Alan Davis, Floyd, United States Marines, Floyd Udy, United States Army, Harvey Udy, United States Army, Artis Hatley, United States Navy, Vernon Hatley, United States Army, William Jackman, United States Marines, Charlie McLester, United States Army, Clayton Ted Morgan, United States Army, Jimmy Morton, United States Army, Gurney Smith, United States Navy, Paul Thompson, United States Army, John C. Chuck Walker, United States Navy, Don Whitley, United States Army, Lloyd Whitley, United States Army, Houston Yao, United States Army. And these, as I understand, have all passed away. And of course, we have veterans here that are still with us. So if you would you stand? All right. Okay, thank you. And of course, you know, even as I read some of those names, I know that they're husbands and fathers and brothers to some of you that are sitting right here. And they're all special, very special, because of their service to our country. All right, I believe Tonda's going to lead us in a hymn.
Let's all sing together and stand with me. Mine eyes have seen the glory. And you know, I can't leave a verse out. So Jeff knew that. He went ahead and did them all for us. Thank you. Thank you.
seated. And you know, there's a lot of truth in all of that. God is marching on. For 2,000 years, they've tried to stamp out the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dictator after dictator has tried. Unbeliever after unbeliever has tried. And guess what? God's still marching on. He's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I love that verse that says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. All of those folks now that are just making fun of Jesus and Christianity, and they're either going to get saved and bow before Jesus, or they're going to do it in great sorrow. But he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's still marching on. Amen. All right, let's see if I can share a few announcements with you. This Wednesday night, June 2nd, we began the Wednesday night prayer and Bible study, 6:30. Hope that you, those of you who used to come, will come. Those of you who came occasionally, that you'll come. And those of you who've never been, that you'll come and give us a try. Going to do it a little bit differently, maybe, but we just hope that you'll come and study with us for 30 to 45 minutes. Depending on what kind of discussion, sometimes it may last an hour, but usually doesn't last quite that long. Then next Sunday, 9 a.m., we restart Sunday school. Adult 2 and 3 here in the sanctuary, adult 1 in the fellowship hall, and all the other ages in their regular classrooms. If you haven't picked up a book, there's a adult books here on the front pew. So we look forward to you being a part of Sunday school at 9 o'clock, and then worship will be 10, just as usual. And also during the worship service next Sunday, we'll be recognizing our graduates. And so we want to do that and honor them. Kenny, anything you want to say about Sunday school?
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's been a long way off.
Right. 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 And I was, I won't name who, but I was talking to one of our church members this week, and they'd been calling everybody that was usually in their class and encouraging them to come. So you teachers, you might want to call around a little bit and say, oh, by the way, we'd love to have you in Sunday school this week. But be sure and tell them it's at 9 o'clock. Because if they come in at 10 and say, where's, and especially if they come in at 10 and go to their class, and they're sitting back there by themselves, you know, it's going to be sort of lonesome. All right, thank you for that. Then Saturday, June the 12th, the work day, 9 a.m., did I get that right?
Like 8 a.m.
You had 8? Okay, 8, all right.
Come bring your yard tools and I will have a list of stuff to be done. So
all right. Okay.
We'll have some biscuits here.
Though. All right, 8 a.m. instead of 9. Okay. And then Sunday the 13th, 6 p.m., the Singing Towers will be singing here at the church in a time of honoring Mr. Heath Hahn, 94 years old. And been singing with that group, what, 50 years? 60, long time. So you're invited to come and be a part of that. It's going to be a special night. If you've got any suggestions for the Building and Grounds Committee about upgrades and changes to our facilities to make them more appealing and more visitor-friendly, be sure and write those down and hand them to that committee. And then we have some live flowers here on the organ that Angie's had for us to, just in honor and memory of our veterans. Any other announcements we need to make?
Pastor, I want to thank you for your support for the Boston Butt Sale. Looks like like we cleared about $1,200.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks for all those that helped the work. We had fun. We enjoyed it. And I think so far I haven't heard nothing bad about the food. And nobody got sick. So that's really good.
That's a That's great.
Pastor? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nick. You go. I'll finish up.
I got three more butts that was left. Part of that's my fault. I double counted somebody. But they're in the refrigerator. If you want it, $35.
All right.
Wrapped and ready to go.
All right.
And I just want to say how awesome our cemetery looks. Thank you to Wes and Angie and anyone who had a part with our flags for our veterans on the thing I came up here yesterday. And it just was very overwhelming, very touching. So thank you.
Thank you. All right.
In reference to Memorial Day, remember tomorrow to lower your flags at half point staff in the morning. At noon, bring it down and then back up. And also, at 3 o'clock, it's going to be taps across America. So if you have an instrument and you can play taps, at 3 o'clock, just go outside and play. And then, tomorrow morning at 9:30 at Norwood, there will be a memorial service there to honor all the deceased veterans.
Okay. All right, thank you for sharing all of that.
I'll say one thing. Tom and I got to watch this years ago from PBS every Sunday night for Memorial Day. There's a national concert on the Model in Washington. Time well spent.
All right. All right. Any other announcements? And those that are maybe listening in the webcast, if you want to participate in the communion with us there at your house, just go ahead and get some juice and bread or a cracker. And whenever we get to that part of the service, then you can participate with us. Just as we do here in the sanctuary, and if you're in our parking lot, one of the deacons will come out on the porch, and you just wave out the window of your car or truck, and they'll bring communion elements to you. All right. Any other announcements? Prayer request. I have these three names that Leonard left me: Harold Floyd, Tony's son, Mark Eford, and Debbie Duncan, a friend of theirs who's having cancer surgery. Anybody else that we need to remember as a prayer request?
I just need prayer, or I'm flying out Thursday to go to Colorado, just pray for me while I'm playing.
All right. Okay, Will?
I need you guys to pray for the family of Virginia Hitchcock. My friend Zeb, who was a Hitchcock, he had his grandma die, and they're all taking it very, they're not taking it very well. So if you could pray for the entire family to grant them guidance.
All right. Thank you, Will. All right. Someone else?
Yeah. I was noticing this morning they had another mass shooting in Miami at some concert. I didn't catch it all.
All right.
Jerry's cousin, Johnny Parnell.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to update on Mark Eford. He had two stents put in this week, so he still needs your prayers.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
I got a prayer report. We put Marie Andrews on the prayer list last week, a week before last. That's Butch Pressler's daughter. She had surgery last week, and the report is now that they think they got all the cancer. They are going to do radiation for 3 to 5 weeks just to make sure. But if you get a chance, I'm not on Facebook, but they sent me a copy of it. She put the sweetest thing on Facebook you ever seen about God and where she's at now.
All right. Okay.
Pastor, let's remember all of our graduates. I know that this past week and this coming week are going to be really exciting times for them, but let's cover them with prayer years as they start their journey into the adult world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very proud of them.
All right. Anyone else? Okay, let's pray. Fathers, we bow before you. Think about these on the prayer list. And Lord, we just lift them all up to you. And Lord, I know that many of us have special people that are on our prayer list that we didn't mention. And it may be somebody with a sickness. It may be somebody with an emotional problem. It may be somebody with a physical problem. Maybe somebody with a spiritual problem. People that need Jesus. And so, Father, I pray today that as you look into our hearts, you've heard those that I've mentioned and the others throughout the congregation have mentioned. Lord, I thank you that you're such a great God that you can keep them all straight. You don't wake up in the morning and say, oops, I forgot to help this one or that one. You're such an awesome God. And Lord, I thank you that when we're hurting, that you lift us up. When we're confused, you guide our steps. That when we're lonely, you're the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Father, I just thank you that you're a God who answers prayer. I thank you for praise reports. And Lord, we know that you're doing things that we don't begin to see, that you are marching on. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Let's all stand together in preparation for our communion and do In Remembrance 365, but Jeff has it fixed for us, so just refer to the boards.
Oh.
children dismissed for children's church? The joy of Jesus in your heart. And I pray that you do have that. Every person that's in here and every person that's listening, that the joy of Jesus is very precious to you. You know, I think about Memorial Day and our veterans and families that watch loved ones go off to the service. And you know, some went because they were drafted. Some went because they volunteered. And many of those that went as volunteers went because they loved their country. I don't say those that were drafted didn't love their country, but a love of country, a love of the freedoms that we have, a love of our families and wanting to protect our families. That makes a difference. And since this is Communion Sunday as well, I want to continue that theme of what we do for love. What we do for love. I think about our son, Stephen, when he was about 2 years old. We'd be out in the yard and he'd come toddling up to Pamela and he'd have his hand behind his back and then he'd pull out and say, "Mama, these are for you." And it might be a handful of dandelion flowers, or it might be some flowers he picked from our yard, or it might be some flowers he picked from the neighbor's yard. I mean, how do you explain to a two-year-old that it's wrong to go pick the neighbor's flowers because you love your mama? Of course, you try to explain it to him so he won't do it again, but, you know, the things we do for love, the things we do because we have a caring heart. Had something very interesting happen to us. Most of you know we took a little trip this week to celebrate our wedding anniversary. And on the way back, we're going to stop for breakfast Friday morning, and there are not many places that I found. Maybe some native knows a lot of places to eat that we didn't. And I don't know exactly how to describe this place. It wasn't a fast food place, but it's almost like a goodie shop with an outdoor patio. And we went in, and I saw right quick I wasn't going to get my omelet and pancakes, but so we ordered, and Pam asked for decaf coffee. The guy says, "We don't have any decaf coffee. You can't get decaf coffee." I said, "Even Starbucks doesn't have decaf coffee." And whatever. So we said, "We'll drink water." And there was a lady that had come in from the patio, and she was asking for more butter for her grits, and so we went out, and she was sitting at a table with another lady who was younger than she was and some kids. And we sat down at our table, and a little bit the youngest of the ladies jumped up and ran across the street to a convenience store. And she came back. She had some Gatorade-type drinks for the kids, but she also had a cup of decaf for Pam. I mean, she'd never seen us before. She knew nothing about us. Well, there's a couple sitting over here to our right that looked to be in their early 20s. When they finished eating, they just got up and walked off. Here's paper plates, cups, napkins. The wind begins to blow, and guess where all of this stuff is going? This same lady that had ordered Pam the decaf coffee jumps up and starts picking these things up off the floor, off the table, putting them in the trash can. Now, you see, that's somebody with a giving servant heart. I mean, it wasn't her job to do that. It wasn't her job to make sure my wife had some decaf coffee. But it's a giving, serving heart. We didn't get to talk to her to see if she was a Christian or not, but she sure acted like one. Let's look at some Bible verses about giving and serving. The Gospel of John, chapter 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 12. And we'll start at verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, and whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which was to betray him, why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone against the day of my burying, has she kept this. For the poor always you have with me, but you have not, but me you have not always. Notice some things about that. Mary, out of her gratitude and love for Jesus, took this very costly ointment and put it on Jesus. Now, I've heard other preachers, and I have no way of knowing the truth or not truth of this, but it sounds reasonable to me, that since this was just a few days before the crucifixion, that spice or that sweet smell would have still been on the body of Jesus when he hung on the cross. And you think about it, all of those people ranting and raving and mocking him and beating him, and yet a sweet smell, somebody loves me. Somebody cared about me. I'm special to somebody. And you know, every time we give out of love, that person feels special. That person feels loved. It also occurs to me, it says Mary wiped this with her hair. You know, for days, it would have clung to her body as well. Every time she turned her head, she would have smelled it. So that, you think about it, when you are a blessing to others, it also becomes a blessing to you. You've heard me use the expression that a pastor friend of mine uses, the hose that waters also gets wet. I mean, you know, that water running through that hose is getting wet on the inside as the water comes out and blesses others. Here was a situation where someone loved the Lord with all of his heart, or all of her heart. Now, Judas, he was wanting the money. He was wanting to embezzle a few more, $4. But she, out of the love of her heart, says, I want to give. I want to show Jesus how much I love him and appreciate him. We won't turn there, but you know John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God so loved you and me. You're special to the Lord. Before you were ever born, Jesus died for you. Knowing whatever sin you committed, will commit, have committed, Jesus died for you. That's God's love. God's love for you and me, that he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, to give his life for our sin. You know, in Romans it says something about, well, maybe for a righteous man somebody might die, but God commended his love while we were yet sinners. And I know, I've read enough stories from wars to know that there are times when one guy will dive on a live grenade to save his buddies. I know when or they will go out and into a minefield or to a place where there's bullets flying in order to save and retrieve an injured comrade in arms. People do that. But Jesus was sent for us who were in rebellion against him. And then, very interesting, turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Just have to flip back a page or two, usually in your Bible. And I want you to see the love that's right here in this two verses. Verse 17 and 18 of John chapter 10. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Do you see the love and the power in those two verses? Jesus says, I voluntarily, willingly, lovingly lay down my life for you. He says, nobody's going to take it. You remember the song, he could have called 10,000 angels, destroy the world and set him free. But he died alone for you and me. At any point, Jesus could have stopped the process, but he laid down his life. You may remember a message I preached, I think it was back about Easter. That, you know, time passes so fast. Where when they came to arrest Jesus, and they said, who are you looking for? And we're looking for Jesus. And he says, I'm the one you're looking for. And it says they all fell down. The very proclamation of his voice and the glory of his presence and the power of his very being knocked all of those temple guards, Roman soldiers, everybody to the ground. That's power. That's authority. No wonder whenever Jesus says, let these guys go, talking about the disciples, they said, yes, sir. We do what you want. because they had no clue what Jesus could have done. I mean, if he's got the power with just a word to knock us all down, and we're trained soldiers and trained temple guards, and we're men of valor and courage, and just with a word, he knocks us down. What's his next project? Jesus here says, I've come to lay my life down. I've come to give my life. I've come to share it with you. He said, nobody's going to do it. I give it. Now the Pharisees and the Romans may have thought they were in charge. But Jesus was in control every moment. And notice, he says, I'm going to lay it down, but I'm going to take it up again. He prophesied the resurrection before it even happened. Now, the disciples didn't get it, you know. They didn't get it. Because they still were befuddled on Easter morning whenever the tomb was empty and Jesus was gone, and they didn't get it. And like Thomas saying, well, I've got to see him for myself or I'm not going to believe it. But Jesus told them beforehand, he said, I'm going to lay it down and I'm going to take it up. That means he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Always has been, always will be. Always in charge. And when we come to celebrate communion or the Lord's Supper, it's a reminder of love. A reminder of love. Someone who loved you and me so much that willingly, voluntarily, lovingly, he laid his life down so that our sin might be forgiven, so that we might be made right with the Heavenly Father, and so that we could spend an eternity with him in heaven. You know, the Lord wants you and me. And I think most everybody in here this morning are Christian believers. But there may be somebody listening on the radio or somebody on the website that's listening later that you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But I want you to know he wants you in heaven with him. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Jesus wants us in heaven. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then I'm going to come get you. What a joy, what a joy, what a joy to have a Savior who loves us so much that he will lay it down for us. For us. As we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper, our communion, if Kenny and McCord will come and make sure everybody's taken care of in the parking lot, and if there's anybody that came in that did not get a cup, if you'll raise your hand, then and those of you who might be listening in the parking lot again, if you're there, if you'll just raise your hand. Or if there's anyone, you know, if you're at home, you get it. Okay. Now, you know, this is those little cups that we used before. It has a little tab on the front, and you can pull it all open, and the first one will bring you a little wafer out. I'll wait till those two guys come back before we do that. If you're like I am and you got fat little fingers, first time I ever had one of these, I'd like to never got into it. I'm thinking, who are they kidding?
Especially if you don't have fingernails.
Yeah, yeah. And even as, you know, we wait for a moment for Kenny to get back, be thinking about God's love for you. Be meditating on how precious you are to Him. Be thinking of perhaps somebody that doesn't know Jesus. If they were here, they couldn't participate. They have no hope. And so I pray that each of us will take seriously God's love. Jesus took the bread that night. See, His disciples were there. And He said, "This is My body, which is broken for you. Take and eat." In the same way, Jesus took the cup. And He said, "This is My blood shed for you." And you know, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. The shed blood, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God for a Savior who loves you so much. Jesus said, "This is My blood, drink ye all of it." I do encourage anybody that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that's listening to this service, today, commit yourself to Him. Commit yourself to Jesus. Let Him know, today I believe in You as my Savior and my Lord. I believe that You died for me. I believe that You rose again. And I invite You to be my Lord and Savior. As we stand and for our benediction, Tonda's going to lead us in "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." God bless you.